Okay, today we continue in the second parak of Maseches Baba Kama, and we are up to Parak Bey's Mishnah Gimel. So the Mishnah goes on, Hakel v'akdi shekavtu mirosh gag v'shipur asakelim. You have a dog or a goat that jumps off of a roof and breaks kelim that are down below. Mishalim nezek shalim, so pays nezek shalim neshein muadin, because they're considered to be a muad to want to jump off of a roof. That's what apparently dogs and goats do. They jump off roofs. So it's not considered to. It's considered meaning whenever we're determining whether something is regular, something is shein, we figure out if it's darko bekach. So since it's darko bekach, that's considered regular, it's not considered shein. Hakelev shenot al chararo v'halach l'gedish. If a kelev takes a piece of cake or something that was hot, and it goes there, it has coals that are attached to it, it's coming straight from the oven, and he brings it to a stack of grain, and achal hacharara v'hidlik hagadish. So it eats the food, it eats the charara, and the coals go and burn down the grain and light the grain on fire. Alachara mishalim nezek shalim. It pays nezek shalim for the charar because that's shein. It's getting hanah from that. Valagadish mishalim chatzin nezek. But for the gadish, it only pays chatzin nezek because that's considered to be tsroros. And tsroros, we know it's halach l'moshe misinei that you pay chatzin nezek. Mishnah dalid ezu tam vezu muad. Which animal is considered to be tam and which animal is considered to be a muad? Muad kol she idubo shlosha yamim. A muad is any time that they testified, or that it did it on three different days. The time is she'achsebo shloshi yamim, and the time is when it goes 3 days where it has the opportunity to do damage and it doesn't do that damage. Meaning the same opportunity presents itself, but this time it exercises self control and does not do the damage. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Rabbi Meir Omer muad she'idubo shloshi pa'amim. The time kol she'otinokos mashmishin bo ve'nogeach. A muad is an animal that they warned the owner that three times, not 3 days. It could all be in 1 day. And tam is as long as tinokos, you could have children playing with it, and it doesn't do anything to the children. It doesn't harm the children at all. Meaning what the fundamental machlokes Rami Rabbi Yehuda seems to be about is if an animal damages three times in a day, do you say, okay, it became a muad, now this is clearly a dangerous animal? Or do you say, no, it's not a dangerous animal, it's just had a bad day. So does it need to be 3 days, or can it even just be three times in 1 day that already would make an animal into a muad? So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said that a dog or a goat that jumps off of a roof and breaks kelim pays nezek shalem because that's a normal thing for dogs and goats to do. If a dog takes a cake that has coals all over it and eats the cake and the coals go and burn down a stack of grain, so that he pays nezek shalem for the cake because that's shein, and the stack of grain only chatzi nezek because that's tsroros. And then Mishnah Dalet, we said that a muad is any time, the machlokas tanoim, Rabbi Dor Meir, whether a muad is only if it happened on three separate days, or it happens three separate times even on the same day, and in order for it to go back to being a tam, Rabbi Yehuda says it has to not do it for 3 days when it has an opportunity to do so. And Rabbi Meir says, even just once, if children are playing with it, and he's not bothering the children that are playing with it, or that are messing with it, that's already going back to being a tam. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Bey's Mishnah Hay.